wonderful, and it's certainly with the world growing. However, I feel that the individual, and especially their brain, is 100% dependent on this technology. What would happen if they didn't have it by their side? Is the brain strong enough to think for themselves? In some ways, you could say it's a crutch. They grab it right off.
What do you think of our part, though?
Our part was very good. Our part showed, which is similar to all the other things, that it's excellent to be up to date, and it certainly has helped a lot in the world. However, a person should be able to be independent and be able to think in their brain without their first thing that comes to their mind is, oh, I'll grab my computer.
Right.
I'll grab the cell phone. And they don't even have a chance to give themselves a second thought. Well, maybe I should think a little further. They don't even think, they grab.
Right. Well,
because they have so many contacts.
Right. So everybody's just grabbing technology. I mean, what about those MIT students? I mean, that was kind of different.
Well, with the MIT students too, it's their same thing. The brain is working in every direction. However, if they didn't have it, how would their brain work? Would they be able to work independently without the technology? What would happen if, for example, the computer didn't work?
Well, I mean, how do you feel my brain? My brain's always constantly going all over the place,
right,
anyway.
But there's a word, you know how I always talk to you and the others and say, you know the word two, T-O-O?
Right.
It's wonderful, but I think you have to have a little bit of discipline, and it's no good when it's T-O-O too good, and it's no good when it's T-O-O too bad.
Right.
And a person has to kind of take accounting once in a while and say, hey, you know, it's wonderful and I enjoy it, but I've got to be able to use these my brain without any extra help.
What was interesting, though, was the idea how Doug connected from the virtual world, from our world, where we're actually kind of creating this virtual world because no one can visit our kitchen actually themselves, even though they feel like they can visit the kitchen. But
working with people is wonderful. It's really unbelievable what an accomplishment it is. But because it's such a wonderful accomplishment, people have become too dependent on it. And
right.
Sometimes a person has to be strong enough to be dependent on themselves.
But I mean, just let's kind of rehash everything that's happened. So you had Rachel. She introduced the whole concept of...
I would say that the documentary actually covered every phase of technology that I have read about or heard about. Everyone has to have the responsibility and the capability. Just as it's good. It's good to know how to walk and walk once in a while, too, and to be able to do both ways.
What about that abandoned office, though?
Do you think you ought to write that down, what you're saying?
Well, I mean, we could say
it. No, abandoned office. I said, well, that, like anything else, is the change of the times.
Right. I mean, but it's so different now. Just the idea that
the change of the times. However, you still have to have the human person to operate certain phases of it.
Right. I guess
okay?
That makes sense in a way.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying, I think, makes sense. And it's the truth. It's wonderful. It's better. And it's great. However, like anything else, a person has to know a limit occasionally.
Well, that's like the Koreans with the internet cafe they have.
But the problem is the children are growing up with it, that it's like the second nature. Just like you have to eat, they have to have this by their side. However, what would happen if they didn't have it for 24 hours or try to go without it for several hours?
But could you?
How would they manage?
But could you imagine, like, if I wasn't always looking at my emails, the problem is I would be missing out on opportunity.
However, like anything else, there's good and bad on both sides. People use it to advantage, and others people use it to disadvantage. And so what I've tried to do is, what if you use one word as like a signal to catch yourself.
Okay.
And if and what I mean by catching is a little bit of discipline.
Right.
So even if you're students in college or whatever, and when you're using it for school, fine. But when you're relaxing, well, maybe I should sit and just relax and not use the computer to relax.
Right.
Occasionally. It, give yourself a be able to discipline yourself, because too much is no good and too little is no good. So give yourself a chance and say several hours or one day or a certain number of hours that you're not going to go near it or touch it.
Right.
Just to be capable that if it doesn't work, you're strong enough to handle it and your brain will not automatically run to it right away.
And it's just going to be interesting to see who ends up watching this movie and what they end up gaining from that.
The human being should be able to take care of itself as well as be dependent on technology.
What about those that ended up getting married because of the technology?
That's like anything, like the Yiddish word is bashecht. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Right. So in that case, it just so happened
to
work out.
Yeah, that's good and bad.
Right, but it's...
There are good relationships and there are bad relationships, and we've heard plenty of it in the news.
Right, so you just kind of have to look and see what it's talking about.
So in teaching my grandchildren, I thought if you talk too much, they won't listen and they don't have the time to listen. But if you say one word, that word might stick with them and it acts like a red light. And acting like a red light might help them in their way in the future. And that's how the word too, T-O-O, too good is no good, too bad is no good. And that's the discipline, that's the red light, I hope, will get them on the right road and stop them every so often.
Right, because that would be...
From going too far. And I think that from a grandmother, is something to say. So the word too becomes like a song or a saying or something.
Right.
All of a sudden, the word T-O-O is becomes a big thing. You take a word like feed me Bubby.
Right.
It becomes too. Oh, boy, that word really hits home. Because it's psychologically, you'll remember it and you'll catch right off.
So it's interesting. So if our videos, we're encouraging people to actually go in the kitchen and actually do an action. And to cook with us, basically. Versus them just kind of sitting in front of the computer and just watching.
It gives them encouragement. The computer the technology is beautiful. But like anything else, you know, we're human beings. We use things to advantage and to disadvantage. However, sometimes we need, in a time of a little weakness, or if we don't have something available, to give us something to give us a strength. And the word too is T-O-O.
But how do you feel the Feed Me Bubby audience is going to accept this video? Do you think they'll hate it, love it, or be indifferent to it?
I think they'll enjoy it. It's a different phase of technology.
Right.
Being able to see how I make things and help them along the way. You read a cookbook and there's a limit to how much detail. And what you see... How did
is what you get?
No, there's a saying.
What you see is a...
No, there's a saying.
There's a saying.
When you see something made, it's much easier to understand and follow than reading it, because you see the actual work.
You see the actual item of what it ends up
the
becoming.
The actual work.
The results?
No, not so much the results. The actual preparation.
The preparation to get to the results.
Right.
Got it. That makes more sense. As I said, the only part that I find like really chilling of the whole movie was the war part. Like with that army
But they had to show they were trying to show everything that they knew where technology entered.
Right.
Yeah, and it jumped around a lot.
It seemed to have entered every face of human living. Which is true.
Which is just a little bit different.
Which is very exciting and at the same time a little bit scary, because I hope that we don't come too dependent on it.
But there was that protest that was going on, and I mean about that experience store.
Like they say, everybody has a right to their
But the kids were saying that they were fine, but it was also kind of funny seeing the school that ended up gaining. Because of the ability of using computers.
Well, you're breaking it.
I'm saying, but it's interesting, though, because the thing is, it's like where the principal went and he hit the button on...
Because children look for something, children would get bored, and The reading, writing, and arithmetic is no enjoyment. However, if you can play with buttons and keys, it makes more interesting and you can learn. It's just like learning the ABCs. If you sing the song ABCs, you'll remember it faster than just repeating ABCs.
So there were times where they were together, there were times when they were apart, but...
Well, he's a correspondent from the way it's...
Right, well, that was amazing seeing how young he was and about his tech background.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I think was really fascinating was the final scene where he actually went and said, "You shut it off."